Access, 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh, and here on Park Talk, we like to highlight some of the people and what they do in the Bismarck and Mandan Park districts, and this is a Mandan edition of Park Talk. So here joining me to talk about Mandan Parks is Caden Strabi. Thanks for coming, Caden.
No problem.
So, Caden, your title is the Parks and Facilities Supervisor, and you told me specifically with the baseball and softball fields. Can you explain a little bit more of what that means and what you do?
So I oversee the baseball-softball complex in Mandan. I oversee 8 softball fields. We have a north complex, a south complex. We have 4 Little League fields, and then we have 1 new field that is a fully artificial turf field. It was just finished last year. And that's where the high school plays and Legion ball.
So is there a big difference between a brand new field like that and some of the older fields in Mandan and how you maintain them?
So the big difference is on the artificial turf that is all fake. It's our infield and outfield is all turf. So totally different compared to a grass with an egg or lime infield.
So are you able to just like run a snowplow over those turf fields and clear them off a little bit faster?
Yes, actually, we did that last week. We went into our field. We got a special blade that we put on in front of one of our piece of equipment, and we were able to push the snow out across the field, and that's our only field right now that has no snow on it, and it is actually ready to be played on.
And I'm sure the surrounding communities in Mandan and Bismarck will be putting it to good use pretty soon as baseball season picks up. So you talked about how you just cleared snow off of that field last week. What changes for you as the season changes, you know, winter to spring, or even summer to fall and fall to winter?
So right now we're just getting out of winter. So all winter we trimmed trees, did some light maintenance on equipment. But this winter especially, we did a lot of trimming. But also I did ice skating rinks and helped out in those areas and on trails also. Now coming into spring, we need to get the fields ready. Our big thing that we need to do is we need to get water fired into our sprinkler systems and into all of our structures that we have over there.
So what's coming up for you? I mean, you mentioned it a little bit, but obviously you manage baseball and softball fields. What is kind of your day-to-day in the summer? What's on deck for you?
On a day-to-day, big thing is getting ready for tournaments, getting ready for our day ball program that we have through the Parks and Rec program, getting ready for the evening softball program for men's or women's league. We also have night ball, a lot of cleaning, getting fields prepped, mowing, general maintenance around that area, and then working with our user groups to make sure that everything's right for them. And if something needs to be improved, then we need to improve in those areas.
Are the fields in Mandan open for just public use if there's not a game or a practice happening already? Can someone go and just, you know, play catch with their son on the field or anything like that?
Definitely.
Is there a place they should check for a schedule to see when a good time to do that would be?
You can contact the Parks and Rec office to make sure. Weekends are the best, unless in the summertime we do have softball tournaments, and there is Little League tournaments that go on also.
This is Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugman. Caden Strabi, the Parks and Facilities Supervisor with the Mandan Park District, is my guest today on Park Talk. He specifically right now manages the baseball and softball fields. So how do you maintain those facilities, the fields, as weather changes and also between the needs of user groups? You know, it kind of seems like it leaves you some limited time to get onto the fields and do work.
As we all know, last summer was a very wet summer. It was a very stressful summer for us. We spent a lot of time soaking water up off the fields and putting a lot of diamond dry down to get the fields ready, especially for softball. The nice thing with our new baseball field that we have is if the fields are too wet for them to play on, if the facility and our artificial turf field can be used, we'll have the user groups go up there. And the kids love it. They love playing on that turf. But as far as though, our biggest thing that we deal with is the rain. We're constantly fighting the rain. We got to rip the fields open and then constantly drag them and get them to dry down as best as we can.
So if someone is going in on weekends just to, you know, hit a baseball or play some catch on the fields, is there certain conditions they should watch out for and maybe stay off of that part of the field if it's really wet?
If you see standing water, I would stay off the field. It's my best advice.
Pretty good rule of thumb there. Don't splash in puddles on the baseball field. Yeah. So going back to the artificial turf, is it the kind of turf where people should wear different kind of shoes, or are regular baseball and softball cleats safe to use on that turf?
Regular baseball, softball cleats are okay to be on there.
Yeah, I think people, it's hard to think about sliding on artificial turf. And we often think about the Metrodome and how that was like a carpet that they were playing on, and not exactly the most conducive to playing baseball, I guess. But this turf is a lot more realistic, feels a little bit more like real grass.
Yes. Even our infield, where in a normal baseball field you would see sand or egg or lime, that is actually turf also. You talk about the sliding. Last summer during the Babe Ruth tournament, we were watching the kids and how they interact on the field, and they actually get more speed when they slide. And you can tell the kids that have never played on turf, because when they go to slide, they'll slide right over the base.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a hard adjustment. It's still a new thing in North Dakota to have these turf fields. There's very few of them available. Even most of the universities don't have them. And so the fact that Mandan can provide that for the surrounding area, and I'm sure University of Mary comes down and uses it, Bismarck State College between your facility and Shiloh Christian and their facility, that's a great asset to the central southern North Dakota to be able to come and join and play baseball in March. That was previously unheard of until we started getting these kinds of fields.
Yes, and the only other field in the Bismarck-Mandan area is the Shiloh Field.
Yeah, so, I mean, limited availability, but, man, I'm sure it'll get packed in, plenty of use, and then once the other fields are available, I know the fields in Mandan are beautiful. I've been on them plenty of times to know that they are a high-quality field, so appreciate the work you do, and Caden, thank you for coming in and being on Park Talk today.
Yes, thank you.
This has been Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. Caden Strabi, the Parks and Facilities Supervisor, specifically managing baseball and softball fields right now, was my guest today. If you'd like to listen to this episode, it airs every Monday at noon, but also podcasts on radioaccess.org, where you can also find all previous Bismarck and Mandan episodes of Park Talk there. Just go to our website, radioaccess.org, and click on the podcast button, and they'll all be right there. If you'd like more information on what we talked about, you can go to mandanparks.com, or you can call their office at 701-751-6161. Thank you for listening to this episode of Park Talk.